Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green. The language we speak every Sunday is golf. And all you have to do is listen. That's how it works. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with co-host Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCozes in Master Control, and we have another great show for you today. Sports and the golf world still buzzing over last week's Ryder Cup at Bethpage. In Europe, they're talking about what went right, while here in America, everyone is asking what went wrong. As Team USA's singles rally on Sunday fell short, and Europe won the cup on American soil. Well, our friend, golf writer and author Shane Ryan was supposed to join us on last week's show, which we did live from Bethpage, but he had to cancel at the last minute. So we gave Shane a mulligan, and Shane Ryan will join us today for a special Tee to Green Ryder Cup post-mortem segment. But up first on the show, we're going to tell you how to turn your golf game into real revenue and build profitable relationships on the golf course. Lots of golfers try that, but very few know how to do it properly. Tom Matson with BusinessGolfLive.com will be here to explain how to do that and generate more sales. That's our show, and it's straight ahead today here on Tee to Green.
Early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com and lots of other ways to listen to. You can hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with Tom Matson next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in, everybody. Great to be back with you. September is gone. October is here. We're getting into the fall golf season. And for a lot of folks, that's their favorite time to play golf. My personally, anytime I can get out and play golf, that's my favorite time. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, our co-host, and we've got a great show for you today. Our first one after being at, Debbie, after being at Beth Page last week for the Ryder Cup. Wasn't that fun?
It was incredible, Tom. Well, first, I mean, Jay, to meet you in person was really the highlight of the weekend for me. So that was great. And there was some amazing golf that was played as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the compliment, and likewise, I'll throw that right back at you. That was great to, after doing this show for so long, to finally meet each other in person and actually do a show face to face. It's, you know, people don't realize you're usually either home in New Jersey or down in Florida. Today you're in Chicago. I'm in Colorado Springs, and it's not the easiest thing in the world to coordinate all this stuff and actually have a decent sounding show, but we're able to pull it off every week. But it was a lot easier and really super to do it face to face, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic, and we had great guests who were also right there with us in person. It was a very special show and a special weekend. And you know, the U.S. team did make it a bit exciting on Sunday, you know, with the possibility of that huge comeback. And there was incredible golf, lots of birdies, eagles out there. They really did perform well. I know a lot of the conversation is about the poor behavior of the American fans, which it was just a small percent, but it was enough to be very loud and not very respectful to the game of golf and the players and wives, as a matter of fact. But the PGA did apologize, so I was happy to hear that.
Yeah, we're going to have Shane Ryan joining us later in the hour to do sort of a recap, a post-mortem of the Ryder Cup. And like I said in the open, what went right, what went wrong. We were supposed to have Shane on the show with us last week, but he had to cancel at the last minute. So we have Tee to Green mulligans that we reserve for certain guests, and we're going to give Shane one today. In the meantime, our first guest standing by right now on the Tee to Green guest line.
Well, Jay, I am so excited to introduce our first guest. He's someone I call a friend and a teammate. I met Tom Matson on the Marketers Cruise back in January, and from the moment we started talking about golf and business and changing lives, I knew he was someone special. Tom is a serial entrepreneur who started 93 businesses, 11 of them reaching seven figures or more. And his coaching clients have generated over $175 million in sales worldwide. He's a two-time international best-selling author and the co-founder of Lynx Golf Cafe, an exciting new global franchise blending golf and coffee. He's passionate about helping entrepreneurs accelerate their career and teaching them how to use golf as a great business tool. Please welcome my good friend, Tom Matson.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, Jay. So nice to be invited on. Super excited to talk about the postmortem.
Did Debbie say 93 businesses you started? Wow.
I'm only 92. I can't focus, Jay. Clearly I can't focus. So you know how good my golf game is under pressure, right?
I'm only 92 businesses behind you, so.
Well, there we go. Well, the experience you have, Tom, and experience making millions, losing millions. So you've gained a lot of experience as an entrepreneur. What were some of the key lessons you've learned? And sometimes that the failures happened.
Oh, what a great question. I would say number one on my list is make sure that you're doing business with dolphins, not sharks. there are many of those horror stories in that 93 businesses involved getting into business with people I shouldn't have been in business with, or partnering up with people once we're in business with people I shouldn't have been. And you know, sometimes it's really easy to be attracted to some of these sharks because they're often great communicators. They've made a ton of money, and they're good influencers. But when it's all about them, push comes to shove, they don't care about you. They don't care about the clients. They care about themselves. And I've learned that lesson a few times now. And that's why we're partnering up with amazing people like Debbie, because we know, okay, we've learned our lesson. Let's play with dolphins out there instead of sharks.
Well, you often say trust is the currency of business today. So not only in choosing great business partners, but how can you share a time when building a high trust relationship completely transformed a business or opportunity for you?
Well, pretty much every day. I mean, it literally now, the focus of what we do is we grow through strategic alliances and joint ventures. And if you look at what those are, they're a trust relationship. Right, every single thing about that is a trust relationship. From a marketing perspective, 97.2% of our sales in the last 12 years across six businesses have come from strategic alliances. So, you know, without that, it would be like what, 2.8%. I wouldn't even be here right now. I'd be crawled up in the corner somewhere. And so, for any entrepreneur out there or anyone that's thinking of starting a business, don't be scared off by my story about sharks, just but be aware about that and then seek partnerships, seek strategic alliances. I love the fact that you guys just got together in person for the first time and yet have been doing the show for a long time. That's a great example of a strategic alliance, right? You're contributing what you bring to the table. Jay, you're contributing what you bring to the table, and you come together and form an alliance. I call those things strategic alliances. Sometimes they're partnerships or joint ventures. There's the subsets of that idea. But I think that's been one of the keys to building trust is when you can do that. I mean, you know, 9 months, we've only known each other for 9 months, Debbie, going into 10 months. I can't believe that. That's like stunning. It feels like it's been 9 years. And that's partly because the way we met and how we met and how we have aligned values. But there's another example of building trust. And, of course, golf is a great example of that. There are a lot of people that use the game of golf to build trust and build relationships in business.
Tom, you talked about some of the failures and some of the business relationships that didn't work out. But were you able to turn those into positives and learn from them moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. I forget who this entrepreneur is, but there's someone out there that says there's wins and there's lessons learned. Oh, Dave Stetch. Dave Stetch says that. There's wins and there's lessons learned. And if you look at great golfers, it's the same thing, right? It's the same thing. There's wins and there's lessons learned. Look at Tommy Fleetwood's right. Big breakthrough this year, right? You know, his attitude after every second place almost win, it was almost in tears hearing the guy interviewed. He was so inspiring just to hear him get a second place. But his attitude was, I'm learning from this. I'm getting better from this. I'm improving from this. And that's been my approach in business, is that when you have a failure, whether it's a marketing failure or a partnership failure or a cash flow failure or a product offering failure, I've had them all, trust me. The idea is, okay, what did I learn from that? What was the lessons that I can use next time that I can prevent that or minimize that or reduce the risk of that? Business always has risk. That's part of why there's rewards, right? Because there's risks involved. But for me, I look at these business failures and I go, okay, what are the takeaways that I can apply next time to minimize the risks and maximize the advantages for both me, my partners, and ultimately for our clients, because that's why we do this.
And one of the things that you've discovered is to maximize the positives is to play golf with people, the conversations, the laughter, the journey, the embarrassing shots, the celebrations, all happens on the golf course, and you really get to know someone. So why do you believe golf is now, in today's world, and it has been for a while, one of the most powerful business tools for building the authentic relationships that are necessary for great business partnerships?
Because you can't fake it. That's why. You can't fake character. You can't fake how you handle a bad shot. I remember playing with Paul Thorpe. Paul Thorpe was an old-time baseball player, played behind Willie Mays, of all things. Talk about the old days. But he told me, by the way, when playing behind Willie Mays meant you sat on the bench and watched Willie play. You didn't get a lot of pro time. But this guy would golf, and he would get over a bad shot, Debbie, before it landed. It was so amazing to see. And obviously, as a pro baseball player, we're in the heat of the playoffs right now. I had a chance to watch some playoff baseball yesterday, and I'm a Canadian, even though I sound like an American, Jay. I speak both languages, Canadian and American. So I was watching the Blue Jays yesterday beat the Yankees silly, and, these people were getting over a bad swing, right away. And I think that's one of the big reasons in golf. You can't fake it. Right? There's no, if someone's upset, if they're mad, if they're treating people poorly, if they're cheating, if they're using a foot wedge, what was your score in the last round? Four. That was a four. Pretty sure that was a four. Right. So there's so many insights into character and integrity. And one of the thing I like about it most is that under pressure, you reveal your true soul, your true personality, all right? And that's sometimes a good thing, and that's sometimes a bad thing, but it's definitely a thing. It's definitely a thing, and I think that's part of the reason why I love combining business and golf myself.
All right. Tom Matson is our guest, businessgolflive.com. We're talking about how to build relationships, business and otherwise, on the golf course. And we're going to keep Tom around and do one more segment with him, and we'll get into it a little more with Tom Matson, our first guest today here on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is Tom Matson, and we're talking to Tom about how to turn your golf into real revenue and build profitable relationships on the golf course. We've heard about that most of our golfing lives. And Tom, I'm just wondering, are you specifically talking about getting together with prospective clients or current clients, people you work with, or all of the above?
All of the above. And we're super excited. Debbie and I have partnered up with another entrepreneur by the name of Ray Pell, and we're launching a three-day deep dive training about this. And we call it becoming a rainmaker in your industry, because those three audiences you just talked about are all audiences you want to build trust with, right? You want to build trust with your existing clients. You want to build trust with prospective clients so they can become clients, right? And you want to build trust with your team. You want to build trust with your team. And all three of those are incredible opportunities on the golf course and in indoor golf facilities all over the place now, too.
Tom, many people think they know how to play business golf effectively. What are some of the mistakes people make, or what are some of the things they should be doing to make that connection be more high trust relationships that they're not doing, things they're missing out on, where we're going to teach them in our 3-day program?
Yeah, I love that question, because it's something that it divides into two audiences, women and men, quite distinctly. When I first was doing these seminars, I would travel around the U.S. and do 3-day live events, and I would do a session, and the first session was always on how to listen when you're in a round of golf. And the women in the room invariably would come up to me at the first break, Debbie. I told you this story, I think. And they would come up and say, why are you teaching listening? Like, that's so obvious. And I would point at the guys in the room, and they would go, oh, right. Got it. So the first thing is, it's about building trust. It's not about selling stuff when you're first getting out on a round of golf. It's about genuinely building trust. And genuine trust doesn't come from us talking. It comes from us listening and asking questions and getting to know people, as individuals. And so the number one mistake that a lot of people that think they know this is, they think it's about schmoozing, right? Feeding your prospects some beers and hitting on the cart girl on the turn and grabbing some dogs and like, you know, it's a schmooze fest as opposed to a trust building strategy. And I was fortunate. I learned the difference early on in my golfing career from people that made millions building trust on the golf course. And one of them was a guy called Alan Bonk, and he would sell to chief of police, the chiefs of police. That was his audience. He was with Motorola selling these high-end communication systems. And you want to talk about a tough audience to crack, the chief of police, right? And he learned early on that, you know, forget just walking on someone's line, right? If you had foul language, if you looked at someone the wrong way, if you disrespected anyone else, not, of course, the chief, but anyone else around them, the chief would see, because they've got great eyes, they're tuned into this, and that'd be it. The deal would be dead before you even got started. And so there are some simple things that people violate all the time, and there are more some more complex things. You know, one of the advanced strategies I learned, and I learned it on my very first round of business golf, I'll never forget, it was at Pebble Beach. I was there with a VIP client of mine, and we were playing golf with a potential investor for her business. And I'd never been to Pebble Beach. It was a week after Tiger had did his massive win, when he won by, I don't know, like 57 strokes or something. It wasn't that, but it was like, remember his big massive win? I think it was like in 2000. And yep. I'm on Pebble Beach. I've been watching it all my life. I'm like, oh my God, look at this Pebble Beach. And I wanted to pitch. I wanted to talk to this guy, and I wanted to sell him on investing with my friend Susan. And she, in the parking lot, she said, we're not talking business, right? And I go, what do you mean? We're here for business golf. He goes, no, we're not talking business. We're here to get to know him. And I was so glad she cut me off right at the start, because it allowed me to understand that it's about genuine trust. It's not a game. It's not some strategy or trick that you're doing, right, Debbie? It's an actual belief system that I want to get to know this person and see if I can serve and support them. And if I can, later, that there'll be opportunities to talk about that. But not now. Now I just want to find out who they are and what they're all about, and what matters to them in their life.
Well, get to know the person. That's a great point.
Perfect, Jay. Well, can we do something special for our people who are listening, who are saying, oh, my gosh, does that mean I can play more golf and make more money at the same time? Because I would love that. Because we have golfers listening to us right now. Maybe we can invite them, do something special for them to join us for our upcoming 3-day event.
Well, I set up this morning a special promo code, because I know it's coming on your guys' show. And so not only can we give them a deal, we can treat them to a ticket, Debbie. How about that?
I thought you might do something. You're the best. You are the best.
Yeah, everybody likes a free gift. So everybody likes swag in the golf business. So let's treat you. If you're into golf, if you would love to play more golf and get paid to play golf, we're talking, I mean, these 3 days, we're going to teach people. I had seven figures of income over the 3 days. Go to businessgolflive.com, businessgolflive.com, and use the promo code Rainmaker, all caps, Rainmaker. And your admission ticket will be on us.
Oh, wow. That's really generous. Because we are pouring in so much content. This is awesome. If you're a golfer out there, oh, my gosh, join us. And we will help you take your business to the next level through the game of golf, which is the most fun way to do it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and the thing I love about it is it's getting better results with less effort. I'm inherently lazy. One thing I've learned over these 93 businesses is the models of working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I'm too old for that shit. And I don't want to do that anymore. Like I realized, you know what? I can do it. I just don't want to do it anymore. And the thing about golf, you know, there was an adage a good friend of mine said, seven-figure deals are done in the boardroom. Eight- and nine-figure deals are done on the course. But why? Because it's less effort, more trust. Right? Less effort, more trust. And so if you want to play that game, we'd love to have you come join us. And we're going to spend 3 days online. It's all, you can be on Zoom from your home office, wherever you are. And we're going to dig into deep into every one of those elements, both the business side and the golf side. And we're super excited about it. It's the first time we've done this together, Debbie, you and I. And pumped. I'm excited about it. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Tom, before you go, quick key question for you. You're playing with your boss or with a prospective client, and they're not very good. Do you let them win, or how do you handle that?
So I have a very specific take that I was taught by that gal that I told you about, that first round of Pebble Beach. If you throw your game, you are telling them you're a cheat. You're telling them you're a cheat. And so I've learned that you do not throw your swing or your game. And I was playing with a teaching pro one time that was a +7 handicap, and he could beat every single person he played with. And they would know it if he was throwing his game. Like it. So my philosophy is you be you be genuine, but that doesn't mean you can't be supportive. And of course, that doesn't mean you rub it in and you do a dance and you do a party jig like Lowry's win when he won the Ryder Cup. Like, you don't have to celebrate that way when you make a putt or beat a guy or a gal in a hole. But you can, you definitely, I believe, you don't want to be dishonest. You don't want to be dishonorable. And I think they'll respect that more, and they'll respect you more. And more importantly, you'll respect yourself more.
Great answer. Great segment, too. We're going to have to get you back on, Tom, and talk some more about this. This has been fun.
Anytime, Jay. Love it. Appreciate it. And I love Colorado Springs. I have only been there once, but I want to come back. It's a beautiful part of the world.
All righty. BusinessGolfLive.com. And the keyword is Rainmaker. Is that correct?
Rainmaker, all caps.
To sign up, BusinessGolfLive.com. Tom Mattson, our guest. Thomas, thank you so much. Great job.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Tom.
And Debbie, you're cutting out on us, right? You're leaving for the last part of the show here? Okay.
I am. I'm going to miss out. It's going to be an awesome segment about the Ryder Cup recap. So everybody enjoy that as well.
Okay, Deb, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
Shane Ryan with us next. Stay with us on Tee to Green. We're talking Ryder Cup.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. too. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie had to leave us, but she'll be back with us on the show next week. And before we get any further into our show, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about the most important must-have for every golfer. We're talking about the Greensaver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, you need the Greensaver. Now you can save even more. For the past few weeks, we've been talking about the late summer discount rate. The Greensaver has been marked down, the book or the mobile format, just $29. $29 for the book, $29 for the mobile. And the book and mobile combined, just $49. The Greensaver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada. You can save with free green fees. Buy one, get one green fees. 50% off, free cart rentals, and so on and so forth. And the more you play, the more you're going to save. And now you can also look ahead a little bit and pick up your copy of the 2026 Greensaver and save $10. The 2026 Greensaver, the book version, just $44. The mobile marked down to $39. And the book and mobile combined, just $69. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. Greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Our next guest, ready to go, also on the TD Green guest line, author, golf writer. He writes for the New York Times, Golf Digest. We've been reading some of his Ryder Cup follow-up stuff all week, and we're happy to welcome back to the show. Oh, his book, by the way, The Cup They Couldn't Lose, the story of the 2021 Ryder Cup, a great read. Happy to welcome back to the show with a mulligan, a TD Green mulligan. Here's Shane Ryan. Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Terrific. By the way, just so you know, you're in pretty good company. We have issued TD Green mulligans to guests who weren't able to join us the first time around, but came on the show the following week. And the last two mulligans we handed out were for Jan Stevenson and Hale Irwin. So you're in good company.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah. So have you recovered from the Ryder Cup yet?
Yeah, I think just about this morning I woke up for the first time saying, I think I'm recovered. I think I've got my energy back. But it took a full week for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of I had a Ryder Cup hangover for a few days as well. Your last book on the Ryder Cup was called The Cup They Couldn't Lose. If you were to write a book about last week's Ryder Cup and you wanted to come up with a name for it, what would you call it and what would be appropriate?
I don't know, maybe the Nightmare at Bethpage, the American Nightmare at Bethpage. I just think kind of what we saw there, Jay, was just a institutional failure on the part of the Americans. Coupled with this European, tremendous game plan that they came in with and managed to get the win. Very, very hard to win a Ryder Cup on the road, even if you're doing everything right. And, they played so well those first 2 days that they built up such a lead that even that great American comeback on Sunday just couldn't overcome that deficit. So, they came in with a great plan, and I think the Americans really didn't have a plan, and it showed for sure.
That seems to be part of the recent European strategy. They're better at the team play. They're better at the foursomes. They're better at the four balls. They're better at that. So it's almost as though they say, let's just build up a big lead, and then on Sunday, when the Americans come at us and they'll come hard in the singles, we'll have enough to hold them off. Do you think that's part of their strategy?
I think they want to build up as big a lead as they can. Like you said, you know, there have been times recently, especially at the Whistling Straits Ryder Cup and the Hazeltine Ryder Cup, where the Americans played very, very well in pairs. So it's not impossible for them to do that. But I think pairs, you know, the biggest thing is that this is where planning, strategy, and basically having a good captain who gets you ready shows the most benefit. In singles, it's really just one-on-one, where there's not so much you can do. Americans are very comfortable playing one-on-one. You know, it's what these guys do every single week. It takes a little bit more to get good at pairs and to put your guys in a chance to win, and that includes statistics, it includes personal chemistry, and on and on. And so I think Europe knows that when they meet an unprepared American team, this is where they have the biggest edge. And, yeah, you know, you never know what can happen in singles. Europe can play good singles too, but you never know. I mean, we've seen it at Medina, we've seen it at Brookline, where a team that's losing by a lot can come back and win. And that's, you know, the Americans put up the same exact margin, 18.5 to 3.5 in singles, that we saw in Brookline and Medina. It's just that the European lead was that much bigger.
Yeah, plus we saw last Sunday some of those singles matches that went to the 18th hole. It was just a difference of a putt that made the difference between winning or losing and getting a point or not.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I mean, it took a lot to go right for the U.S. to even have a chance. If a couple of putts had missed, you know, we would have been looking at the Ryder Cup being over at 3:30 or 4 instead of this kind of, I think of it as like, you know, fool's gold is a term I heard, or false drama or something, where technically it starts to look like they have a chance, but too many things have to go right in order for it to go down the right way. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, look, America, you got to give them credit for coming back and fighting hard. It's just too bad they you know, let it go so bad the first 2 days that it was, you know, pretty impossible to actually finish that comeback.
Golf writer and author Shane Ryan from the New York Times Golf Digest is with us right now, dissecting the 45th Ryder Cup last week at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York. 15-13, Europe held off a big surge by USA in the singles matches on the final day to win the first road team to win the Ryder Cup since 2012. I know in reading some of your stuff since last week, Shane, you've been critical of the American captain. And so what are you looking at now when you look at the two captains for the Europeans?
Well, so, yeah, looking at the American captain, I think there were some interesting choices there. It didn't seem like they knew which guys to start on which hole, an alternate shot, for one thing. You know, you had them, Scottie Scheffler and Henley, on the statistically wrong holes, and they had to switch the next day. Preparation, things like that. He put out Colin Morikawa and Harris English together, which, you know, Data Golf, which ranks all the pairings by, you know, how good they are statistically, ranked them 132nd out of 132nd, which is remarkable that, you know, even if you were blindly throwing a dart, you couldn't be able to pick a pairing that bad. And not only that, but they lost the first day badly, and then he put them out again. So there were just little mistakes like that. That, you know, those are the ones we could see, and it kind of makes you ask, you know, what were the bigger mistakes happening behind the scenes? It just didn't seem like they had a good battle plan. It didn't seem like they were paying much attention to statistics the way Europe does. You know, Europe has Eduardo Molinari kind of as their stats guru, and Luke Donald is, you know, has these unbelievable pairings, guys with great chemistry. And it was just, you know, it was just really kind of like men against boys almost in those pairs matches. It just was looking like the U.S. didn't know how to play in those formats. And, you know, again, we saw the result.
Do you think Keegan Bradley will be back as U.S. captain?
I doubt it. Maybe in 20 years or something. I think it would be a mistake to bring him back, frankly. But, you know, I think Keegan, to defend him a little bit, you know, I think he really wanted to win. It wasn't a lack of passion. I think he put a lot of time in. But they put him in a position, a really tough position, where, you know, this guy had no experience. He was never even a vice captain in the Ryder Cup. And so he gets out there, and, you know, he doesn't know how to do this. He's got to learn everything on the fly. He's also trying to play, and he's also trying to make the team. And, you know, there was that whole drama of whether he would be a captain's pick as a player, and he had to deal with that. So there were so many distractions and such a steep learning curve, whereas you have a guy like Luke Donald who's been preparing for this for decades, who, you know, also has a team behind him of people who have been doing this for literal decades, guys like Paul McGinley. He's got these great assistants, these great stats guys. So it just shows you the whole infrastructure is in place for the Europeans while we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants a little bit.
And the other big story, it doesn't help when your best player and the best player in the world Scottie Scheffler goes 1-4 and gets you only 1 point.
Yeah, and again, it goes to the idea of it doesn't matter, you know, how good your players are. You still have to, in these pairs matches, you have to put them in a position to succeed, and that just wasn't done. And, you know, you saw what happened. He wins the singles match because he is the best player in the world. That's a pretty simple format. You just got to go beat the guy on the other side of you, and he beat Rory, who had played so well that week. But, yeah, in the pairs matches, look, you just kind of these guys are just feel like a broken record a little bit. But if you don't have a good plan, you're sending them out to slaughter, basically. And, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately we saw that with Tiger Woods for years and years and years where they just could not figure out how to put him with a partner where he could win pairs matches. And it's a shame that we're seeing the same thing with Scotty so far in his career.
As far as Luke Donald, do you think he'll be back in a couple of years?
You know, I hope not, because I like a competitive Ryder Cup, and if he's coming back, I mean, there's not much of a chance there. You know, I don't know is the answer. I think at a certain point, they've got to make a decision about what the Ryder Cup is to them, and if they're going to say, okay, this is a business, and this is our, you know, we're going to treat Luke Donald like he's the manager of a baseball team, where if you had a manager win two World Series in a row, obviously you would bring him back. You'd say this is working very, very well. But they have to decide, you know, do we want to do this, or is the captaincy still a position we want to spread around and get people in who deserve it? So it all depends. You know, it all depends what their mindset is. And, you know, it's funny because I think for the good of the Ryder Cup, I almost hope, like I said, I hope they go a different way, because the U.S. is not prepared to meet them at their level right now. And, yeah, if they do choose Luke Donald again, I don't give us any prayer at Adair Manor, and you're looking at 4 years until maybe we might have a competitive Ryder Cup again.
Yeah, the other thing that there's been a lot of talk about is this envelope thing where Victor Hovland couldn't play on Sunday in his match against Harris English, so they went a half a point using that envelope system, and a lot of people saying, let's get rid of that, let's scrap that. What are your thoughts on that system?
You know, it may not be the best system, but look, it's designed to, if you have a legitimate injury, which they did, and the U.S., you know, had one in 91, so it's not the first time it has come up. If you have a legitimate injury, they don't want to penalize you a full point. And so they say, what's the fairest system we can do? Well, we can call it a halved match, and we'll let the other team, as compensation, lose their worst player, right? So you get to, the Americans got to choose who, you know, Keegan Bradley thought was the worst player to sit out, and you get a half point for that worst player, which, you know, might be a good deal. And Europe loses one of their players. Now, I think it's a fine system for what it is. I don't necessarily think just penalizing the injured player a full point is fair. I think maybe the perfect system would be you bring a 13th player who doesn't play and is sort of an assistant captain, and you know maybe he can step in and play, and that way you just keep the Ryder Cup going. But, you know, as far as it is, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, and it certainly didn't affect the outcome of the match in this case.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I was thinking about it this week, too, and I thought, why not just each team gets an alternate guy, a 13th player?
Yeah. Yeah,
they use them if this situation arises. I think that would be the fairest way to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough ask to bring someone there for a weekend when they don't get to play, but I mean, I do think it is a good system. And, you know, somebody said, well, what about if an assistant captain just plays? And you go, that's okay, but then I think you'd have people picking a really good player for the assistant captain.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is a couple of years in Europe, and then we're back in the U.S. in Wisconsin. No, in Minnesota in 4 years, in Chaska, Minnesota. It was great seeing you last week, and we missed you on the show, but thanks for coming on this weekend, and in a good use of a mulligan, let me put it that way.
All right, well, it's a pleasure anytime. Thank you very much for having me.
Shane Ryan, Golf Digest, New York Times golf writer, golf author. His book, The Cup They Couldn't Lose, a must-read for every golf fan and every Ryder Cup fan. The Cup They Couldn't Lose. Shane Ryan with us on Tee to Green. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, another hour of tee to green just flying by, but we're not done yet. Let's look at what's happening golf-wise this weekend. The ladies, the LPGA Tour in Hawaii, this tournament, the Lotte Championship, it actually ended yesterday, Saturday finish, and what a finish it was for Yumin Wong. 22-year-old South Korean got her first tour win. She had 4 straight birdies coming home, a final round 67, and finished 1 shot better than H.J. Kim, who was 16 under par. Nelly Korda teased us once again. She was a shot back early on the back 9 yesterday's final round, but then faded and finished 3 shots behind Wong. Korda has not won yet on the LPGA Tour this season. Tour champions in Jacksonville, Florida, the Constellation Furyk and Friends Tournament, Matt Gogol, 12 under par, 3 better than Cameron Percy, 4 up on Tommy Gainey, who's 8 under, and David Duval having a top 10 run here. He's 7 under par going into the final round today on the Golf Channel. PGA Tour, Jackson, Mississippi, the Sanderson Farms Championship, and Garrick Higoe at 18 under par. Danny Walker and Stephen Fisk tied for second. They're both at 16 under par. Taylor Montgomery at 15 under par. You can watch the final round also today on the Golf Channel. Busy weekend as far as golf is concerned on all 3 of those major tours. And that is going to do it for the show today. Thanks to a couple of great guests, Shane Ryan
for joining us with a Ryder Cup recap. And Tom Matson, our first guest, businessgolflive.com. Turn your golf game into real revenue and build a profitable relationship on the golf course. Businessgolflive.com. Sign up there using the code RAINMAKER, all caps. We'll see you next week. Till then, I'm Jay Ritchie for Debbie O'Connell. Hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.